Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
Zybot, I need you to record this, okay?
Record it for what?
For... just in case.
In case what, Brinley?
Just record, okay?
Recording.
Hey, Brinsters, or whoever is listening to this. It's me, coming to you from the basement of Elixir Academy. I guess if you're hearing this, it means I didn't make it out safely. Maybe I've been captured, or maybe I'm gone. A horrible thought for the future of mankind, I know. Nonetheless, the truth must get out.
Wait, if you're dead, then that means I've probably been turned into scrap metal too. So how is anyone hearing this?
Because it's in the cloud.
We don't send Greeny Brinley episodes to—
How about I turn you into scrap metal myself? Quit messing with my flow.
Carry on.
Now, I'm currently crawling through this tunnel again on the trail of Dr. Mirabelle Solstice, who's taken her son, Pen, to some kind of machine they call the Bassinet.
Which sits right above the water and an electromagnetic anomaly.
Right. And while I don't really understand its purpose, I know it has something to do with the way kids get to the school. Like my roommate, Remy. I also know it needs two things to work. A baby and a battery. I'm pretty sure Pen's the baby, but the battery is still a mystery.
We are almost at the end of the tunnel.
Okay. Looks like the door is open to the room where I found the bassinet. I see Dr. Solstice and Pen and—
Gotcha!
Okay, we're here.
You can open your eyes, Casey. We're on the ground.
Well, the roof of Holiday Court.
Good idea tying that hammock between the two hoverboards so Casey could ride, Bruce.
Yeah, thanks for the super relaxing hammock ride. Hundreds of feet in the air.
Ivan, you there?
Hello, Sire Sanders.
We're on the roof.
I know.
Is it safe to come inside?
Holiday Court Tower is locked down by federal marshals looking for James and Monica Anders. But no one is currently on the upper floors.
Okay, then. Let us in.
Opening. Roof access.
Before we go inside, remember, the longer we stay, the more likely we'll be discovered.
So, we get in quick and get out quicker.
We split up, right?
Yeah. Everyone grab whatever you think might be helpful. Laptops, documents, research we don't want falling into the wrong hands.
I need something from R&D. A side project I'm working on.
I'll take Bruce to the workshop.
Casey, stick with me. We'll handle the labs. Let's meet back up here in 30 minutes.
Let's do it, B-Squad. Sai, you good?
Yep.
Good luck, everyone.
Must be weird sneaking into your own building.
Not my first time breaking into this place.
Hey, Cyrus. Thanks for including me.
Of course. You're part of the team, right?
Yeah. So, elevator or stairs?
Stairs sound safer. I'm just gonna duck into the bathroom real quick.
Now?
Always happens before a big caper.
Okay, well, don't come out until after you're done scrubbing your hands.
Scrubbing your hands. Hurry and please catch up to the rest of the group after you're done scrubbing your hands.
Whoa.
Cyrus, you okay?
Is this another one of those zone-out moments?
Yeah. You know what? The bathroom can wait.
You sure?
Yeah, it... passed. Let's go to the stairs.
Hey, have you ever tried riding one of those hoverboards yourself?
Couple of times. Didn't go well. My sister Holiday is the best.
So, only the bots have them?
Well, yeah. But we have an extra one here at Holiday Corp. Used to belong to my sister, actually. Hovey, that's his name. Was destroyed a few years ago, but I've been rebuilding him. He should be good to go. I left him in Mom's lab for testing. Okay, here we are.
So, I'll check out Dr. Anders' lab and meet you in yours.
Sounds good. See you in a bit. I remember now.
Yeah, I have a question. Where's the bathroom?
The bathroom. That's your insightful question.
It may not be insightful, but it is kinda urgent.
Down the hall, last door to the right. Hurry and please catch up to the rest of the group after you're done scrubbing your hands.
Got it. Great tour, by the way.
She was there. Casey was at the Elixir Academy.
Remy, you shouldn't sneak up on people in dark, spooky basements.
Sorry. I would have announced myself, but I had to be quiet. Hence the sneaking.
It was an excellent sneak.
Thank you, Cybot.
What are you doing down here?
I woke up and saw that you and Penn were gone. Didn't take a big leap to figure out where you went. So, are we going for the bassinet or what?
We can't. Solstice is in there with Penn and...
We're all set, Dr. Solstice. The battery is charging.
And Kazu.
What are they doing in there?
Come on, just don't get too close.
What is that in the wall?
Another hidden elevator. That must be how they got down to the caverns.
Kazu, take Penn to the bassinet. I'll be observing from the booth with the headmaster.
My mom.
The door.
It's all right, Penn. It'll be over soon.
They're taking Penn in the elevator.
He's sleepwalking again. Brinley, was Dr. Solstice crying?
Please, that would mean she has a heart.
Now what?
Now we get into the elevator. Right, Brinley? Brinley?
This could answer every single question we've ever had about this stupid school. Maybe every question I've had about my whole life.
Elevator's here. You ready for the answers?
Weird, being back in the workshop, Bruce.
I was basically shut down that whole time I was lying on the table.
How did you finally wake up? I mean, you said it yourself, it doesn't just happen.
I guess Badger put it in motion before he went home with you?
Yeah. I'm gonna go in the back to look around. If you see anything interesting out here, grab it.
Will do.
Man, Dad really needs to clean up better once we find him.
You really think Delphine showed up at the courthouse to help whoever kidnapped your parents?
I mean, I guess. You said she doesn't have any feelings of her own.
Yeah. When it came to emotions, old Doc Whittier just couldn't get it right, could he?
What do you mean?
He built me to be like a person, only he never figured out the whole empathy part. That's what made Adam so dangerous. Badger and Cam were his next attempts at kids who are more real, and he gave up on them too. He finally built his masterpiece Holiday using human DNA along with the tech, but she left him anyway. After that, he gave up on programming emotions altogether.
So what does Delphine want?
She wants nothing. She doesn't know what it's like to feel rejection, failure, to have ambitions and goals and watch helplessly as they crumble through your fingers. She doesn't know what it's like to feel envy or rage. She doesn't care if she loses the only home she ever had, the only family she ever knew, and she's never felt that deep, burning, gut-wrenching urge to punish the people who stand in your way, especially the ones who ripped away every last thing you've ever cared about.
I got Dad's codes and... Bruce? Bruce!
Get everything, Birdie?
Uh-huh. Are you okay?
Yeah. Why?
You're holding my dad's laptop pretty tight there. Looks like you cracked the casing.
Oh, sorry. This is the right one, though, yeah? The one we used to restore my programming? That contains the original Atom files?
Uh-huh. Can I have it?
Sure. Here. Hope it still works. I'm really not sure how that happened.
It's okay.
I guess we should probably get to the roof?
Right behind you.
Elevator ride of my life.
Guess we're here.
I believe this is the same level as the grotto where we found the journal.
I remember being in this room when I came through the... whatever I came through.
Is this an auditorium?
The Guinevere Fontaine Memorial Hall.
The founder of the school. She must have built this. What else do you remember about being in here?
See down there where the orchestra pit would be? That's the hole I was pulled out of after they swam me to the surface.
Here comes Kazu.
With Pen. Still sleepwalking.
Right into the bassinet.
He's strapping him down? We have to stop this.
Oh, sure. Let's take on Kazu and whoever else Solstice has up there with a flashlight and a tiny robot.
I am not designed to fight.
Yeah, no kidding. Look. There's Dr. Solstice behind the glass.
Perhaps it's some sort of observation room.
She's not alone in there. It's someone with a black cape. And a hood?
The headmaster. Mom.
But I can't see her face, can you?
Thank you, Kazu. The baby looks to be well secured. Let's bring in the battery.
The battery is a person on a gurney?
A person in a gator mask. What is this? Some kind of freaky secret ritual? Mom, what are you up to?
Welcome to Dr. Anders' lab, Casey. Can I help you with something?
Ivan. Gonna need you to turn off your eyes and ears.
As you wish.
Need to find Hovey. Gotta be here somewhere. Test tubes, beakers, hoverboard.
What are you gonna do with that? Fly it back to Elixir Academy?
I'm sorry?
You know, from the minute I met you, I had this feeling like I knew you from somewhere.
I have one of those faces.
Maybe. But you didn't just show up to apply for a job with my mom, did you? I do know you. We met in Florida at Elixir Academy. You were my tour guide.
Elixir Academy?
What are you doing here? What does it have to do with Brinley, with her mom?
Cyrus.
It's over, Casey. Just tell me the truth.
Cyrus, you've got it all wrong. I just wanted to see if I could get the hoverboard to work. But I guess it doesn't have to be turned on to be useful. Sorry about that. Gotta go.
We have to get closer to the stage, Remy. We're too far away from the action back here.
Hang on. They're doing something to the person on the gurney.
They're connecting it to the bassinet.
This can't be good.
All clear, Dr. Solstice.
Thank you, Kazu. Stand clear, please. Pen, Avery.
What's happening?
Flickering lights?
Sparks!
Is the room shaking?
Bassinet! It's lighting up!
What's happening to the person on the gurney?
What is that swirly thing?
My...
door. It opens.
I feel like...
It closes.
It's pulling me. Toward it.
Stay close to the wall.
It's too powerful! Dr. Solstice, shut it down! I can't hang on!
The experiment continues, Castle.
Please, I can't!
are you guys? Run!
This way! We have to save Penn!
You can't go to Penn, Brinley! The second you do, you'll lose your memory!
I can't leave him here!
I'll do it!
Brinley!
I said get them!
Go quick!
Now!
My mom! She's still up in the observation room! Mom! I know you're here! Why don't you come out of hiding?
I've got Penn!
Run!
Run, you guys!
Hey! Let go of my leg!
It's the person in the mask.
Help.
The battery.
Please don't be evil. Please don't be evil. Please don't be evil.
Here, take my hand. I've got the battery. And Cybot's with me too. Let's go.
Penn and I are right behind you.
So are the guards. Run! Go!
Go! Faster!
Turn this thing on anyway.
Hubby only responds to whoever he's been programmed to link with. In this case, me and Brinley.
Cyrus.
It's over, Casey. Time to come clean. Tell me why you're here. Tell me who sent you.
Stay away from me.
Or what? You'll jump off the roof? Unless you're a robot, that isn't gonna end well. Or are you a robot? A wit kid.
I don't know who I am, okay? All I know is my name and what I'm supposed to do.
What you're supposed to do? What's that even mean?
I can't tell you. They'll hurt Mila.
Who's Mila? And who's they? Look, clearly someone is forcing you to do things against your will. Let me help you.
You can't help me, Cyrus. Please just let me go home. I want to go home.
I need answers. Do you know what happened to my parents? Do you know where they are?
Cy, what's going on?
Get back, guys.
What are you doing?
I know her. She was my tour guide at Elixir Academy.
What?
I can handle this.
I can handle it too, by shoving that traitor right off that building.
Birdie, back off.
Come on, you stupid hoverboard turd!
You want me and Bruce to take her down, Cyrus?
Fly me back to Florida
no.
now!
I promised her we wouldn't hurt her. Please, I just need you guys to stay back. Listen to me.
Turn on! Turn on!
It really won't turn on unless
Please
I-
Please turn on!
What the heck? Hovey?
She's got the original Hovey?
It worked! It came on! Hovey! I need you to get me out of here.
Wait, Casey, stop. Don't get on.
Cyrus, be careful. Puppy's taking off.
I'm not letting you get away. Got it.
Let go, Cyrus. Let go.
Bruce, grab the board. Bruce, why are you standing in my way?
It's too late. They're in the air.
Whoa.
Hold on, Cy. Help him, guys.
Whoa.
Cyrus, whatever you do, don't let go. We made it to the caverns.
How's our friend in the mask?
From the sound of it, not 100. Lay down. Try and catch your breath.
Brinley!
Remy! Thank goddess you made it. Where's Penn?
He woke up, but he wouldn't come with me.
I lost him. Oh no.
What do we do now? They saw us, and we saw them. We can't just go back to our room, can we?
I can't leave. I tried to confront my mom, but...
Brinley?
How do you know my name?
You're kidding. I'd recognize that entitled whining any day.
What? Help me pull off this mask. You!
Hey, Brinley.
Casey Dupree?
Thanks for remembering. Have I got a story for you.
Hey, now that you've listened to this week's episodes, head on over to the GZM Rewind feed to hear me and the creators talk about the latest episodes with special guests, including cast members and superfans.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM shows imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Odid.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to Fourth and Inches.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. And you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.